Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, July 21st. Jen, it's another weird day outside.
The weather is strange for LA.
It really is very strange. We have an overcast day again today. We don't know whether it's going to rain or shine or whatever.
No.
Right now it's
humid.
Neither way. Yeah. It's very humid. You know, I'm not used to that at all.
No.
Makes you sticky and everything, right? Everything's like, I don't know, clothes become irritating.
Yes, I'm used to it because of Miami, but I thought I left that behind.
Yeah.
Huh? I didn't think that it would be like that here.
Yeah, well.
And it's so rare that it is, so really we can't complain.
Exactly.
Because we also need, you know, the humidity for the drought, and we actually do need rain, so.
We do need rain.
If it's going to be humid, I'd rather it rain, so it's worth it.
Right, but it's not up to us, obviously, you know.
No.
Somebody else decides whether it's going to rain or not.
Yes.
We just sort of like go along.
Right.
Some things we can't change. So how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well.
Great. Now, so I hear you're getting closer to funding your radio show.
Yep.
And we need to keep encouraging people to go and pledge people, please. Tell them how they can help you out with the show.
So you can help us out by going to our Twitter account, actually, has the link for our Kickstarter campaign. So we made it easy for you. Just go to @twodrunkgirls on Twitter, and you can get there.
Cool. And we need your help because Jen and Lauren are going to put on a great show. I can't wait.
Thanks.
I know it's going to be fun. It's light topics, no politics, none of that stuff. What's it going to involve? Like dating and things like that? Like experiences from your lives?
Yes. It's going to be all of that plus like dating apps plus, you know, we're going to give each other some challenges of what to do on dates and things to make us get out of our comfort zone. And we're going to practice what we preach, basically. And we're going to interview some people about it, too.
That's cool. So yeah. People will get to be like a fly on the wall into
exactly.
Your lives. Yeah.
Exactly.
Sounds good. And if you guys don't believe us, go to twodrunkgirls.net. Check out the videos that the two are doing on YouTube.
Yes.
And those are very entertaining.
We're on all platforms, yeah. Trying to get on another one by doing radio.
Yeah, there you go. Multimedia moguls.
Exactly.
You know?
We're going to take over the internet.
Yeah. Got to bring that, build that brand. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. And it is a good one. I think you guys will do well if you continue in your perseverance, you know, because you've got to go after what you want, you know.
Right.
It just doesn't happen by itself. And some people don't realize that, you know.
Right. And the great thing about, you know, today's day and age is that you don't have to wait for, like, someone to sign you or for representation. You can literally go out and make your own opportunities.
Exactly. And you build your own career. You
right.
don't have to depend on other people. And you're right. It's amazing that today you can do that, you know.
Exactly.
We're empowered to do everything, you know. And that's what technology does. That's why I caught on early on, because it allowed me to do a lot of things, you know, like animation and graphic design and things like that. It improved business management and things like that, accounting. So I embraced technology, and I felt it really empowered me. It allowed me to do things that could only be done by big companies before.
Yes.
Right? So, yeah. So today we have that, and we're going to keep drumming it into their heads until they do something by the 29th, right?
Right.
July
29th. Exactly a week left.
Exactly a week left. A lot of people have pledged, so you're not going to be alone.
No, and people, yeah. You know, I think when they look at Kickstarter campaigns, they're like, oh, well, they're only this close to their goal, and why should I donate? Because they're never going to make their goal anyway.
Right.
But the thing is that that's how we get there, is if you actually do pledge. So
exactly.
We do have a lot of people that are, like, coming in at the end.
Great.
To, you know, pick up the slack, but
right.
We need to get somewhere to get them to come in.
Yeah, so. Exactly. And there are great perks if you're in LA.
Right.
You get to meet the girls and go out with them and party and things like that.
Yep.
So that's worth it by itself just for the price of admission. Also, if people should know also that if you don't reach your goal, then they don't have to pay. In other words, they don't have to donate if they don't.
Their money won't be withdrawn from their
account. You just pledge at this point.
Right.
And until it's complete. So your money's going to go to good cause and nothing else.
Yes.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. So we need to invite Lauren back, actually, so you guys can promote it in the last few days, too.
Yes, we do.
So see if you can get her on. Lauren is a regular on our show. She's Jen's best friend. And they do great things together. So that's cool. We have an exciting guest in the studio. We're going to get to him in just a second. A man I've known for several years, right? I mean, it's not like we were in touch, but I have known him for a while, and he's visiting. So that would be cool. I guess the Donald Trump thing, I guess now they're saying, the GOP is saying, enough is enough. They don't want to support him. You know, the thing is, I agree. You know, he's hurting the Republican Party a lot by doing this, and they're distancing themselves from him, you know.
Yeah. And we have, so we have another candidate, a 16th person that's running for president in the GOP.
Really? Someone new?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Oh,
do we know?
His name, yes.
Why did he just throw his hat in the ring?
I don't know. It's like 19 million people.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Ohio Governor John Kasich. Mm. Kasich? What was he? He was a lot of things. I don't know. I'm kind of curious about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm sorry. I got distracted. My mom's situation is not good, man. We'll have to finish the show, though. And, yeah. So, anyway, let's bring in our guest so we can distract ourselves from all the... I just wanted to bring up this. I guess Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert divorcing. Yes. Do we care, Jen?
I think I care only because I do like them both, and I've been following their relationship for a while. I watch him on The Voice. Mm-hmm. And, like, they've obviously speculated a lot of things. And where there's smoke, there's fire. And this is one of those relationships people have always talked about, how he's a cheater and he drinks a lot and he does a lot of things. So mm-hmm. It was more like a partnership, like that they were like country stars that got married because it would boost both their careers. And
really? You don't think there was love there?
I'm sure there was, and there was probably like a good publicity move also. Right. I think that sometimes that happens. And they probably stayed together because he was on The Voice and it looked better of them together.
Wow. That's interesting to think about it that way, because, I mean, you know, I don't really know them. I mean, I know he's on The Voice. I know she's a popular singer and so forth. But, yeah, I didn't know they were married. But the amazing thing is that Twitter, I guess over Twitter, people are like grieving over this, you know. And it's like, I mean, this guy is writing something like, now that Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert are getting divorced, I can say with 100% confidence that love does not exist. I mean, come on, people. What is this, you know?
I mean, that's a little dramatic. And it's just people, that's why, you know, these marriages are put together sometimes. People want to believe in that, like, country romance, that the two people that sing about country love songs and the country stories are actually... they found love together, and it's like America's Sweethearts. Like, did you ever see that movie, America's Sweethearts?
No.
Well, yeah, it's like a whole publicity thing.
Really?
Because it just boosts your career, makes people believe, and and it's a whole thing. So when people get divorced and they're celebrities, and you follow their relationship, and you love them, and you're invested in them because they're in the public eye.
Right. Then it bothers you in a way.
Of course. So it's a little disappointing, because you're like, if those two can't make it, and they sing about love, who can?
Yeah.
So,
oh well, whatever.
They're people too, and by the way, they're both very eligible, so I'm sure they'll do just fine.
Oh yeah, I'm not shedding a tear as far as that goes.
Right,
but of course, I'm never happy that people get divorced.
No, but at least now they can find love elsewhere, and it'll be great. Their lives will go on.
They'll find their second halves. Right. Yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna bring in Mr. David Crown on the mic. David, hey, welcome to the show.
What's going on, Sam? Hi, Jen. How you doing? Good. What's happening, everybody?
As you guys can tell, David cannot wait to talk. So it's hard for me to sit here
I'm just like moving in my seat, just trying to like, okay, I want to say something. You know, like kid in the class where you just want to put your hand up. Right. I want to put like, is it?
You want to pitch in and stuff, right? Well, now's your opportunity. Do you want to say anything about what we talked about so far? Did you have anything?
You guys covered it a lot right there. I don't even know if I could actually, put in that 2 cents about, breaking up. I think the hardest breakup I just came with, now this is happening, but with Ben Affleck and, that was just, because they're just like an amazing couple.
Right.
So you just, when you hear that, you're just like, oh my gosh, like if they can't get it together,
exactly.
How could I get it together?
But we've also been hearing that they were going to split for so long too.
Yeah.
Every tabloid, I'm sorry, where there's smoke, there's fire. There are paparazzi on these people all the time. So the things they capture, probably there's some truth to those stories.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the National Enquirer is broken stories before.
Yeah.
And they turn out to be true, like Bruce Jenner. I think they've been talking about it for a long time before.
Exactly.
You never really thought, you're like, wow. And then he has his full transformation and you're just like, wow, okay, here we go, Caitlin.
Right.
Here we go. Yeah.
Like, it's not a joke. It's really happening.
Let's
do it. Yeah. Wow. So, David, we met several years ago. You did a show on the station.
Definitely, yeah.
And you seem a little different now. I mean,
new look. I, got just the new transformation, I'm also going through some changes too. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, really?
So it's like, next time I'd be like, hey, Davina. No. Did stuff, a lot of stuff different with the new transformation for my new music that I've been promoting, and it's quite amazing. And so it's just like all new,
That's
just
very
like
cool.
Changing the face.
So, I mean, were you into music when I first met
you? Yeah, I definitely was into music a lot. I just didn't know how to kind of like, I guess, with music, it's hard when you don't have promotion. So the hard thing is just like you said, doing everything on your own. You guys did touch up on a valid point about getting signed and, waiting for someone to help you and give you that ticket. And you're like an inspiration to me, Sam.
Thank you. Just
building this. It's quite amazing to see where you've come from. That's great. And Jen, too, just, going out there and just getting people to like, look, come on and just get your stuff started.
Yeah,
so
she gets her stuff done. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So just like
she makes
people,
lists.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, listen, her bucket list is going to be, I think it's like she's almost done. I don't even know.
What. You don't even know what's on
good
there.
Good gosh. I mean, can you let us know? I mean, how much things is on that bucket list? That's crazy.
I'll let you know in my book that's also on my list.
There we go. Give me a pre-order because everything is pre-ordered. So if you want to pre-order me in and the book doesn't come out to 2017
Probably.
Or whatever, listen, pre-order me in. I'm already signed up.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate
that's right.
That.
You'll say you knew the star author before.
Exactly. Before it all
before
happened.
I even put a pen down.
Definitely. Definitely.
So that's very cool. So we'll get back to the music and everything, but tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you originally from L.A.?
No, I'm originally from Brooklyn. Born and raised in Flatbush, Crown Heights area in Brooklyn, New York. Moved out here to pursue music. And to just kind of, I guess this is the channel from New York to LA to just kind of spread the music. I'm performing at Apollo in September. And so I'm just been trying to like travel and just trying to get things going. It's pretty exciting. It's pretty exciting. Yeah. I love it,
Yeah.
You should know. Well, you with entertainment and being behind the mic is just
how many
people you can actually touch and reach, And right. I think that's just great.
And doing things that you love.
Exactly.
That's cool,
Exactly.
So what did you, at what age did you move out, away from Brooklyn?
Man, not to make myself look old.
Well, we don't know how old you are now.
Exactly, right, black don't crack.
Yeah. We won't figure out how old you are.
He's trying to get the numbers here.
I wanted to know what you were doing at that point in your life.
Well, in New York, I was pretty much doing a lot of acting in New York City.
Oh, really? Is that a passion you had early on?
Yeah, I definitely had a passion for acting. And so I ended up moving out from New York to L.A., Did a couple of things like Law and Order and a couple of other shows like Ugly Betty and all the shows that were in New York City. And I did that. And then I decided to come out to L.A. and just come out here and to do some music. And, you know, and it's just great. You know,
did you plan on acting here, too, when you went here?
You know what? I did plan on that. Yeah, definitely acting. Did a couple of shows. Did one show that was called The Dark Blue with Dylan McDermott, and that was on TNT.
Very
so that
cool.
was pretty. That was pretty chilling. That got canceled. And she would know. That's she'll tell you. The actor's life is pretty hard. You know, you get a show, and then all of a sudden you're like, all right, cool, we get a steady check, and then you're like, boom, the show's canceled, or you know. Yeah. You know, the show is not going to continue again. So, but that's how it goes.
Yeah, that's cool. So you decided to focus on music more.
Yeah, I've been writing so much poems and all this stuff. And then people were just like, you need to, like, tell the world about this. You know, like, everyone has their own version of how love affects them and how it, you know, and how you love someone. And I was just like, you know what? They're like, you need to put this to music. You know? So people just tell you, they're like, you just can't hold this from the world. You need to bring this out. And so I was just like, all right, cool. I guess I can. And then I just put it on. And then one day, everybody was just like, people started buying it and people have been commenting on it. And from then on out, I'm just like, man, it's just crazy how life can take you in a different direction, you know, like, 'cause you know, I was working with you on doing the radio show, and then, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, this radio kind of like set, you said, the platform to something else. And I was just like, man, I just love being behind a mic and doing that in performance. And I just, that happened. And that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Very cool. So, so you liked entertainment early on and you felt you're not going to sit in an office 9 to 5.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to create things, and you're a romantic too. You've written love songs. You've
written love songs. So ladies, there we go. You know, I'm like the William Shakespeare, the black William Shakespeare.
Well, I really want to hear one of his songs now that we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Well, the song that Sam will probably play for you right now, it is called Rehab. It's a perfect Las Vegas feel. It's just like this girl, I compare her to like my rehab. She kind of gets me back up on my feet due to the times when I was doing drugs or alcohol. And
what
just
a metaphor.
Yeah. So it's a great song when you guys listen to it. And small plug on iTunes now, Get Rehab, and another song called Girls, which, you know, we all love girls, you know?
Yeah.
And who does it, right? Two drunk girls, right? Who? There we go.
Yeah. Who doesn't like girls?
Who doesn't like girls? Yeah. There we go.
So now the thing is that now, so you decided to start a music career of your own.
Yeah, yeah.
At what point did you decide, okay, I'm going to make this, like, make a living out of this?
Well, the living hasn't fully...
Hasn't been good yet. Okay.
Hasn't been good yet.
But you had to make a conscious decision to say, this is what I want to do for a living.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, as one girl once told me, she says, dreams don't pay bills.
Exactly.
That's true.
You know,
They can eventually make it come true.
If you do make it true. Hey, anybody who's out there, any little kid or anybody who's listening or anybody who's in their 40s, 50s and up, you just have to really stick in there and really believe in yourself when no one else believes in you. You just have to just keep trying and keep trying. And just one day, you, like you said, maybe it would happen, you know?
Yeah, you need to be your number one fan, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That is true.
Otherwise, other people won't like it either. You
definitely.
Know? So, very cool. So, let's listen to Rehab by David Crown, and then we can discuss the song a little bit.
With weed, the perfect combination for fanatics' dream. Another night. she knocked me down easily. Had her ass like heaven's symphony. So fly for me, high than ecstasy. Yeah, she rescued me. Girl, you're my rehab, saving me from regret. Yeah, I won't stop loving you. Girl, you're my rehab, gave me your love we had. Yeah, I won't stop, I won't tomorrow. Been around the world and I ain't found nobody whose love is stronger than medicine. Straight lace me up to a better life. I can take you to Santa Rosa. You can ride in my Testarossa. Hope you're down with getting loca. Cause I'ma hit it harder than Sammy Sosa. Damn, I'm stuck in overdrive. That body stop the hands of time. I'm feeling dangerous tonight. I'm laying down my heart. Cause you're my rehab, saving me from regret. Yeah, I won't stop loving you.
Yeah, Rehab, David Crown. Wow.
Yeah.
What a great song, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I love you. Dance music yeah, like this.
Yeah,
this is, you know?
Yeah. Hey, listen, wait till you get the other stuff that's coming out pretty soon. And we're just, I'm in the studio like every day. It's like Tupac, you know?
Really? Wow. So, that's yeah, cool. Yeah.
How did you decide you wanted to do dance music?
You know what's crazy? It was is because I love writing poppy songs. Like, you know, when you hear something like Happy, like mm-hmm. Pharrell, mm-hmm. you just like with you. You know, you just get into that music. And when you see like just kids and adults and everybody, and it's just not limited to one thing, you're just like, oh my gosh, like everybody can do it. You know, you're sitting at a bar mitzvah and you're like, I can do that. I can
I like
do that at a wedding.
Where
you know?
Somebody might be.
Yeah,
bar
exactly.
Mitzvah.
Bar mitzvah wedding. You want to, you know, when people come out to Sir Mix a Lot, Big Butts, you know,
right.
you know, that song is like right. played at every wedding, you right. know, you know. So that's the thing, is just to have music where everybody can just basically just enjoy. You
that's
know?
True and yeah. catchy and so forth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you wrote the music and the lyrics.
Well,
right?
I wrote the music and lyrics with a couple of people. Original me, he's one of the guys that's also the producers on there, and then also a guy named Eric McNeely. We wrote that together too. So yeah, and
very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do you write songs together with someone else?
You know, you come up with an idea. The song originally started from. It was a song that was in my head, and it was almost like a Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody type of mm-hmm. thing. And the song was originally, I can't even remember right now. It's just like, it's one of those things where it just escaped
yeah,
me. So it's one
okay.
of those songs where it was like a dance feel. And then, you know, my life, you know, going through Vegas and partying and everything like that. I just wanted to do a song where it wasn't cliche, like, I love you so much, I can't tell how much I love you. And then I was just like, what can I be able to do to be able to kind of put those two together, love and just show how someone means a lot to me and get you back up off your feet. And, you know, Amy Winehouse, which was so funny, her documentary came out the other day.
I saw it too.
Yeah, wasn't it crazy?
Yes,
you
I
just,
saw it.
It's just so, it's shocking to believe, like, so many people around her. And you, there was nothing that no one can do. I mean, they could have helped her,
right?
But it still was that sense of like, it's just that escape that she needed to get away from. And you're just like, come on, pull that. And just how crazy it is, right? And then just looking at it, like, I think today is also the anniversary of Robin Williams, too. But I don't mean to bring up, like, a somber moment. Like, why did we take it there? But you just look at this stuff and you know, and that's what I wanted to compare, that this woman is my escape, you know, from everything. And so that's why,
Very cool. So you had a wild life for a while?
I had a wild life for a while.
Yeah,
wild for
a while. Is that autobiographical?
Hey, listen, sometimes I wouldn't show up to work for Sam, you know, be like, okay, this would be that empty seat right there. I would just be partying, my co-host.
Wait, is that party. Sam, is that why you said to me, you're like, you haven't missed a single day?
That's why he said that, because Jordan Wawona and my other crew who were here, they would basically cover for me while I'll be out partying and drinking, and it'd be like, okay, he's not showing up to work today. It'd be like, quarter, be like, look, called out sick. And you're like, dude, we're about to go on in a minute. You calling out sick. So, responsibilities. Yeah. So,
You went through a transition after that.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Some kind of a transformation.
Definitely.
What precipitated that? What made you decide?
I guess life, man. You know, like what she was just saying a few minutes ago, you know, you're, as an actor, you're always waiting on the phone for a phone call, you know, or an audition, or you're waiting for your agent to give you something. And, you know, at this point in my life, you know, as I got older, I was just like, geez, you know, I'm 30. I'm going to like, I'm hitting to a point in my life where I'm going to be like, okay, what am I going to do for myself? You know, am I going to keep waiting by the phone and see that happen? Or I'm going to take charge of my life. And that's what it was. And it was just like, you know what, like you did, I did an animation and I, you know, started doing like films. And then I was just like, you know what, you know, like she, like the bucket Very list nice. Started, got a book coming out on Amazon for like motivational people and helping kids out. And then started the music. And so I just decided to be like, look, you know, Oprah started at her age around this time too. So it's just like, if I want to do something, I would just have to do it myself, you know, and Tyler Perry, Kevin Hart, like all these people you see, you know, you want to get to that level, you just have to just do it yourself.
So you actually grew up. That's what you did.
Hey,
you
listen.
You became an adult.
And you know how that happened? A car accident made me realize that.
Oh, no.
Why? Yeah. A person hit me and then all of a sudden the car spiraled and I was out and I was just like, holy snap. Like, I didn't realize how short life was. And I was like, you know what? I don't got all day. Yeah. I'm not like Wolverine or whoever is, for anybody who likes comic books. I'm not like these characters who can, you know, who have a long life to live. You know, your life is short. Right. And that's what made me realize that during that car accident, that life is short.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Sometimes life has to wake you up a little
bit.
Oh,
my gosh, you know? For sure.
And for everyone, it's different.
For sure.
Wow, very cool. Yeah. So you got into the music and everything. Now, is your life... So I imagine your life now is going a lot better than when you partied a lot.
Yeah. I mean, the partying was chill. My life is definitely... I guess, you know, you still kind of did day to day kind of go through, you know, the doubts. And like you said, the only strong believer is in yourself. And through day to day, you're like, oh, man, you know, like, you know, bills come in and checks come in, you know, and you wonder, you know, like the dream. And that's what you got to still be able to. And that's why I said anybody who's listening, you know, just hang in there. You know, a lot of the times you kind of feel to yourself like you're up against the wall, but just keep pushing. You know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was I going to ask you? I had a good question, but it just escaped me. So while you were partying and all that, were you able to maintain relationships like a like a romantic relationship, or does that?
No. If anybody listened to this, they'll probably be like, "Man, I can't wait to find that mother." You know, I feel. Yeah, I didn't end up having a relationship with anybody, pretty much to say. But thank God, right now, I don't think I have any kids that I can at least.
Good.
That's out there. That's out there, exactly.
Yeah, cool. So what about now? Do you have anybody now?
No, I do not have anybody now. Jen, cool. Do you have anybody
now? No, I have a dating show about being single, though, if you ever want to come on.
Okay, there we go. I'll definitely partake. You know, no. But if there is a lovely woman who would love to be the Mrs. Crown, you know, we are holding auditions right here at the LA Talk Radio studio.
There you go, you see? And you're going to get a musician that can write poetry.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very romantic.
We are looking for you right now. You can be in this seat.
Yeah, and he has grown up too, which is definitely, a stage many definitely. Men in LA have not gone through yet. Right, Jen?
Right.
It's funny how many women say that men in LA are immature, you know?
Oh my gosh, they do. Yeah. Every girl that I've come in contact with, they're just like, men in LA, they don't got their stuff together. But it's true. It's like, think about it. Like, that's why I love Trainwreck so much, the movie that just came out with Amy Schumer.
Really?
It's just, yeah, it's so good. Like, and it's so funny because it's just so people who just don't have their stuff together. And that just shows you an example of like people out there that just, you know, just don't have it put together. You
know? It's more acceptable these days than it was like 10 years ago.
Yeah. Kind of, sort of.
Like,
still.
30 is the new 20. Like, if you're 30 and you don't have your stuff together, it's because you're young.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not 36. You're 30. So you still have time. Like, I don't think people take yourself.
But did you notice in the movie, like, with her sister and all these people that were either getting married, especially with social media nowadays, it makes you realize, oh my gosh, like, what am I doing? Because you got the girlfriend or the friend showing the big rock on Facebook and on Instagram.
Well,
and,
that's
and
what they say the kids. About social media, that it's like the land of envy. And that, like, it's the one of, like, the leading causes of stress because you compare, you do the comparathon. So you compare yourself to what everyone else is doing, and it makes you feel shitty. Yeah. So while you might be on your path to success, if you're seeing people getting engaged, you might be like, well, shit, I'm not engaged. Yeah. I must be failing.
Right.
But you're also on your path. So if you weren't even looking at that, you wouldn't feel bad.
Exactly.
But then again, it could light a fire under some people's asses, and then it might be a good thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Definitely.
No, exactly. But you get to see what other people do. And sometimes that's why they say for many people, Facebook is depressing
because
they see other people at their best all the time.
Hey, I'm in Cancun. Hey, I'm in Ibiza. Hey, I'm in another island.
But also, that's what people want to portray of themselves. Yeah, so you're putting out, like,
how true is that? That is true.
Right.
That is true.
So you're not seeing all the bad stuff that's going on.
You're
with
seeing
them.
What they want you to see, which is obviously going to be the good. And if somebody posted bad stuff, well, then that's also somebody you don't want to be friends with, too.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. That's why you shouldn't envy anybody. You know, just be, like you said, in your own journey, in your own thing. And don't look at what other people are doing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really affect your life, you know.
Yeah.
You're here for a certain purpose, and that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
You know. And I liken this to, like, driving on the freeway, you know, because you have all these cars there.
Yeah.
Everybody's a different speed, going to different places.
Exactly.
And stuff like that, you know. And what are you going to go? You're going to go, well, why does he get to go faster? Well, that's where he's going, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And why does he have a nicer car? Well, you know, that's where he's going with this.
Yeah, that's true.
Not part of your journey this time.
You can't follow the journey, you're right.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how I learned not to envy people because I used to, you know. I mean, I think it's pretty natural to look at other people and go, how come I don't have that, you know, things like that. But no, today I'm like happy in my own skin. I'm happy with what I have.
Yeah.
And you know, you just want to be able to breathe another day, you know.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
So let's listen to another song. We just listened to Rehab, by the way. If you guys want to get any of David Crown's music, where can they go? David?
They can go on iTunes. Please, people, go on iTunes. All the money and proceeds will help the world.
Exactly. If David is happy, the world is happy.
The world is happy, all the money and proceeds, definitely.
Help the man pay his bills.
Exactly. But definitely go onto iTunes, get the music. I'm also working on a YouTube page for people who just loves to listen to the music and who just, you know, would like to hear it. I'm working on that. But if you since the YouTube page is definitely not up, you can go on SoundCloud, which, you know, it has a lot of stuff for artists. But definitely go on iTunes and you'll love it. Play it everywhere, people. You're gonna love the music. Trust me, it's good stuff.
Definitely, it sounds good. Rehab was dance music. What about girls? Is that gonna be dance music?
Girls music. Well? Yeah. Girls is definitely gonna be dance music. You're gonna love it. It's just empowering all girls, little, small, black, white, Asian, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Indian, Persian. You know, German, you know, people from Ireland, Brazil.
Listen. Well, now we got to hear the song.
Listen, if I forgot anybody, just email me, all right? I'm trying to get everybody, cover all the grounds of all women, all gender, all shapes and sizes. This is the revolutionary song for all women, right?
Sounds good. Okay, Girls by David Crown. Let's check it out.
keep on dropping it down. To all my West Coast girls, keep on dropping it down. To the man in the South, keep on shaking it now. To all my ladies in the house,
get loud with the crowd.
Let's go.
Hold up, drop it down. Y'all know what it is when I come around. Bow to the crown,
ass to the ground.
As I pour JD into your mouth. You work a 9 to 5. Woo! Dude's thinking that you uptight.
No,
but you can bang like dynamite. I like the fuse, now we getting turned up tonight. I temper harder than the kid comes. Rock your body like a snare drum. I'm dressed to the nines with the one track nine. Looking for the freaky woman, Asian, Latin, and black, occasion.
Girls, tonight belong to all the girls. The ones who rock my world.
To all my East Coast girls, keep on dropping it down. To all West Coast girls, keep on dropping it down. To the mid and the South, keep on shaking it now. To all my ladies in the house,
get loud for the crowd.
Wow.
That was fun.
I mean, that's some song, man.
That was fun. I was just vibing. I was just dancing along with it while you guys were listening. Yeah. It's great. That was fun.
I like that voice that comes in and says, chill out for the crown.
Yeah.
Because I'm from Miami, so like we're like that. I don't know what that like is called, where like you come in and like it's like
I love
drop
Miami.
The bass.
I love Miami, by the way. Yeah. I can't wait to perform out there.
Yeah.
Well, so do you play live?
Right now, only in the LA and New York. And so I would like to just try to get more out in the local area, but hopefully. We'll see if an agent or someone can be able to like look let's get right. this management, let's get this kid.
So out you need just like a booking. What are they called?
Yeah,
like
yeah, booking agent. Yeah, booking agent. Because I mean, after a while, you got to think about like the toll of it, like money to inside of like getting their hotel arrangements, all right. that stuff like
right,
that. And
right.
so yeah,
it's hard to start. I mean, to
it
get
is hard
started,
to start.
It.
Yeah. But the main goal and the dream is to sell out arenas. You know, and that's what I want to do. I want to be able to go back home to my Madison Square Garden. Uh-huh. And perform and see that on the marquee and be kind of chill to do that. That'd be exciting.
Well, that's quite a dream, man.
Yeah,
why
yeah,
not?
Yeah,
why
yeah,
not?
Yeah.
So we're talking to David Crown. I mean, you definitely, not only the music, but you got the look, you got the brand and everything.
Thank you.
You're pretty buff, huh?
So you the last time you saw me, man, I was, it was hard times. It was starving artist times, you know? I couldn't even, it was either a Snicker bar or put gas in the car, you know?
Wow.
So, but yeah, man, now, you know, life has been a little bit good to me and, money's coming in slowly from the things that I've been working on. And so, it takes time, and like I said, anybody who's out there, just keep working at it, and you will actually start to see reap the benefits. You know,
right?
They'll
exactly.
start coming in. So
yeah. You see, there's just the way I see it. There's no way you can't make it if you work so hard on something,
right?
You know,
Oprah said the exact same thing.
Really?
Yeah. She said. She said. She said. With life, it's whatever you put out. So whatever you put out there in the world, she said she's a firm believer of it coming back to you.
Yeah. You know? I mean, it does, because you're putting a lot of effort into it, you know, and you're able to focus on one thing and really put all your effort and energy into it. You're going to get a certain amount of success from that.
Yeah, that's true.
So
we're waiting for Sam to come out with the book. Sam, when is your book coming out?
Sam reads a lot, but I don't think he's writing.
I do. I'm not writing because it's like a long-term project.
Sam, you got this big empire right here. You know, LA Talk Radio. There's like a station for everything. Joint muscle, back, grief. I mean, like sports. I mean, anything you could find.
There's a psychic.
Anything you can find that you can't find on any other radio station, you can get it on LA Talk Radio.
Right.
There you go. Come on. A barbecue show.
Even a barbecue show. Muscle fitness. I mean,
soon relationships and dating.
You just have an endless catalog, and I think that's just amazing. And I don't think anybody's doing that. You just need to hire an assistant to just write your thoughts down. You know?
Yeah. No, that's true. And eventually, I might. You know, it's just that it's a long term thing, and for me to think, God, it's going to take so long. I'm probably going to drop it in the middle. That's why I don't even get started. But you got to get started.
You got to get started.
You know, when you get started with something, it's a lot easier.
Yeah, you got to get started.
And you've obviously done something about it. And
oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Now, who's done all your like design and graphics and stuff? Is it something you did yourself?
No. Listen, I'm a person with the crayons and the doodling with the – yeah, that's me right there. So I kept on going around Craigslist and all these different people. I want to thank the couple of few people. They probably won't be able to listen to. They're probably in another country right now. But Cliff Hall, if you ever get a chance, you got to listen to LA Talk Radio. I want to thank him. I want to thank Brian Wichestein for giving me the word or passing it around. I want to thank Randy for shooting the photography. Drew, the list just goes on.
Sounds like a Grammy speech.
Yeah, you're appreciative though.
Yeah. I don't want to forget anybody. I don't want to forget anybody on this. You know, all the hard work and all the people that put together to make this happen.
The real question is Crown, your last name, your real last name.
Oof, you wouldn't even believe it. It's going to be for the next episode. That's going to be for the next show. That's going to be for the next show. Because you will be looking at me like, I can't. I think even Sam had a situation where he probably thought I was somebody else because of my last name.
Well, no, because you wrote to me right away with your original name. So yeah, I knew. Yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known.
Actually, wait, I saw that email, so I know what your real last name is.
But
you did mention Bar Mitzvah. I don't know what that was about.
There we go. So that's the thing. We can't even, you know.
No, but that's cool. So. No, but I mean, many people change their names for their career.
Yeah, of course.
True.
Of course.
People have asked me if I've changed my name for my career.
Yeah.
Golden is like
she's got a
Jen Golden.
Name.
Yeah, it's my real name.
That's a name you would adopt if you wanted to get into
it. I used to, and I tell the story all the time. Like, when I was moving here 8 years ago, I told a friend, I'm like, no, I'm going to use my middle name because that last name is way too Jewish. And he's like, well, you're going to the land of Jews who make deciding factors on like your career. So you should probably keep the name.
Keep the name.
You're part of that tribe.
Right, exactly.
And they're going to want to help you. And I was like, sweet.
Jen Golden?
Yeah, that's my last
name. Wow. Not even Goldman or
Golden.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Not Goldenstein Bergman.
That's what I'm about to say, because I'm like, you sure you didn't drop anything off of that?
No, swear.
I'm gonna have to.
You can call my parents; they might know. But
I'm gonna have to pull it. Since we talk about Donald Trump, I'm gonna have to pull it down. I want to see that birth certificate.
I got with Obama.
But it could have been somewhere along the way, through generations, maybe.
Maybe something. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? But it doesn't really matter, you know.
Yeah.
It is a cool name, and David Crown is cool.
That is cool. How'd you decide on Crown? Where you're from?
Logo. Yeah, from Crown Heights. And then they came up with the slogan and everybody was like, it's time to crown a new king.
Right.
And so all this cool, fun stuff, and I was like, wow, this is chill. I like this. And so that's how it is. And then I put the D when I put the signature and then just put the crown on top of the D, and so that's pretty cool.
Very cool, yeah. So it's like a DC.
Yeah, DC. Logo. Yeah, DC logo, yeah.
Hey, branding's everything. If that's what people remember. Yeah. That's why we went with Two Drunk Girls.
They do.
Really.
They do.
And I like that.
We're not alcoholics. but you'll remember the name.
At the end of this, I want you to plug me in on all that stuff because that sounds like a fun thing. You
I
know,
will.
Two
yeah.
drunk girls. That yeah. must be a hell of a laugh. You
yeah.
know, hell of jokes. Hell of jokes.
And then she had a great social network name before she changed it.
Jen
right?
the Jew.
Jen the Jew. I mean, you definitely remember
that
one,
that's
right?
Kinda, that's kind of like that's like bakery stuff. I love that.
It's like offensive, but yeah. I mean, it's just offensive to all the people. But I thought it was clever.
Yeah.
Jen the Jew. Yeah. People might kind of find that a little bit.
You know, it's not that everyone found it offensive, but when I would like get put on TV and stuff, they're like, can we use a different handle for your social media? And I was like, okay, Jennifer.
So how many social media handles you have?
Now I just have all Jennifer Golden.
Oh, okay, cool.
And sweet. Two drunk girls, but two that's girls. For
okay.
that thing.
Sweet.
Yeah. So are you David? What is your social media so we can
it's,
plug
oh,
that.
Yeah, yeah. The Real David Crown on Twitter and on Instagram. And also on Facebook, the Real David Crown.
Is there a fake David Crown?
There is a couple of people posing as David Crown, so that's why I gotta let them know.
They?
I gotta let them know that I'm the one and the only,
real.
The original.
And there's no way they were born with that name before you.
No, there's not. It's so funny because you did talk about you know Jen the Jew. There was I've been looking and it had I think it was somebody from a record executive was like I'm looking for David Crown and there was like this Jufro guy and he was there and I was like that's not him and his hair was a Jufro and it looked like a crown. So
whoa.
So it was been a little bit. So that's what I'm saying. I am the Real David Crown, so just give me a heads up on that.
There you go. And you guys can find the music on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
But, excuse me. Go to iTunes.
Definitely go on iTunes.
99 cents. It's nothing, man.
It's nothing. Come on, people.
You can't even get French fries for that price. Are you kidding me?
Come on, people.
Yeah, exactly. Help the man succeed in his career.
Thank you, guys.
You've worked hard on it and everything.
Definitely.
So that's cool. So you have a website also. What's your website?
I got the website. The website is called davidcrownmusic.com. So you can get, you know, for... the fans who like some of my stuff on Instagram and stuff like that, you can get, you know, t-shirt memorabilia, you know, bands, you know, all hats, music.
You have all merch?
Yeah, like, I'm a big brand, baby.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a big brand. I don't, you know, I yeah, gotta listen. Go. That car accident lit a fire under my ass.
Good.
For sure.
Good.
So yeah, so I just I did all that on there. So if you definitely go onto the website and get all that stuff, and we got a lot of more music to come out on the way, people. And I want to thank all the fans and all the people for supporting me. And hey, Sam and Jen, thank you guys for letting me be on your show. And
of course, man.
I miss this place. I miss this place. I wish I was like Steve Harvey and I wish they cloned me so I can just do the what is that show he does?
Steve Harvey is my spirit animal.
Yeah, it's
really?
I want to be Steve Harvey.
That guy, he's like everywhere. So I know they
he's
clone
on,
him.
He's like Family Feud.
Family Feud. He's got his own talk
Steve
show.
Harvey show. He writes books.
Right.
He's
got his own radio show.
He's got a radio show.
Yeah.
He like moonlights on the Meredith Vieira show just cause he'll just walk over to her set.
And he's in movies and TV shows. So it's like, yeah, Ryan Seacrest, Steve Harvey, just clone me if I can be like them so I can be back here. That'd be great.
Yeah, so you can do anything.
We all want to be Steve Harvey when we grow up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But you've definitely gone through transformation and everything
my gosh,
and a positive
sure.
100%, 100%, and that's very good for you. You know, make your dreams come true.
100%.
You're a big inspiration as well, I'm sure, for many people.
Of course.
Because you're showing that you can be a starving artist and still keep your dreams and keep going. You know?
Don't quit your 9-to-5 unless a lot of like millions are coming in.
Exactly. Or you'll have to
you will regret that.
Or you'll have to make a choice between candy bar or take
exactly,
a gas.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. Not fun. Not fun at all.
Exactly.
Okay, David Crown, thank you so much
for
joining us.
Hey, thank you guys. I had a wonderful time. And keep supporting LA Talk Radio and Sam. And congratulations both on all your achievements.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I wish you a lot of success.
Great.
Thank you. And you
and
too.
Please,
what a guest.
Yeah, and please come back when you have new music
hey,
and everything.
Listen,
we'll promote
you know,
that
we'll come
as well.
Back. If this time, next time when you see me, I probably have like a whole entourage.
Right. Exactly.
Bring
and
everyone.
A bunch of fans too running after.
Fans outside.
There you go.
Thank
yeah,
you guys.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Jen, thanks again as
thanks,
always,
Sam.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA.